Hi, my name is Sam Downing. I'm from CBA Newsroom. Today I'm joined by Dr. Andrew McMullen, the Chief Data and Analytics Officer at Commonwealth Bank, and Dan German, the Chief Decision Scientist. Andrew, Dan, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for talking to you, Sam.
Pleasure to be here.
So I want to talk a little bit about your job titles and what they mean. Andrew, as I said, you're the Chief Data and Analytics Officer, which is a job title that people might not expect to come at a bank. Can you tell me a bit about what your role involves and what your teams do?
Yeah, sure. I look after the community of data professionals at CBA. And what we do is simply look after the data platforms and technology that we need to help serve our customers. And we use those to provide insights to the business teams that we support as well.
And Dan, what about you? Tell us a bit about your job and what it involves.
Well, within Andrew's area, we have a bunch of specialists looking at the application of science to customer problems, be that data science, AI and machine learning, experimental science, behavioral economics, and we try to bring these people together to produce better outcomes for our customers.
And at Commonwealth Bank, data and analytics sit together in the one team, which isn't always the way. What's the benefit of bringing them together as we do here?
We find that when you've got the analytics, experienced analysts who support the business teams working with the people who build the technology and the platforms, then we can just tailor the solutions much more uniquely to that particular business area or the customer experience.
Andrew, today you gave a keynote at a prestigious AI conference. Can you give me a recap of some of the main points that you shared there?
Yeah, sure, Sam. One of the things we talked about this morning was the customer engagement engine and how we use that to support our customers and communities. And the customer engagement engine is effectively the collection and organization of the data and interactions we have with our customers. And we use that to inform what the next best conversation would be with our customers across all of the different channels that they use to interact with us. So if you think about on a daily basis as customers engage with the mobile banking app or net bank, or if they call us and or go into a branch, for each of those interactions, we try to have the most relevant personal experience available for customers based on what we know about them and how they're interacting with us. And, you know, every day, as we've seen through the last couple of years with COVID, the app becomes even more important to our customers. They're using it even more. And across all of our channels, every single day, we make 35 million decisions on what the next best conversation or experience is to share with our customers.
Can you give me some more specific examples of how the bank has used the customer engagement this year to support customers and community during COVID?
Yeah, a couple of examples that I shared at the presentation this morning, which are really timely. We've been using the customer engagement engine to support customers, businesses and communities throughout COVID over the last 24 months almost now. And what we do there is we really understand the current situation of customers, those who need more help. Maybe they need connected with our benefits finder as an example. So businesses who can get access to some refunds or rebates, and even thinking of a really timely example, the New South Wales Dine and Discover voucher. We share those experiences with the customers and make it really simple for them to get access to the benefits and rebates that they're eligible for. And in addition to that, over the last week, with the weather and some of the flooding that we've seen across Australia, we've been using the customer engagement engine to let customers know that A, they're going to be potentially impacted by floods, and B, if they are in an area that's impacted by floods, we share with the customers our emergency assistance package and what support is available to their particular need.
Dan, the customer engagement engine is now a case study that Harvard is using for their MBA course that you were recently a guest lecturer at. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure, Sam. I mean, we were very excited to be partnering with Harvard on the case study, which tells the story of how the customer engagement engine came to being. At the outset, it was an idea around, we think by putting the customer at the center of everything that we do, we can create an experience for them that really exceeds what banking looks like today. This is a really complicated challenge, which means involving a lot of cutting edge technology, huge data sets and things like AI to coordinate. And that really was the angle that they were interested in. How can you use artificial intelligence to create a really customer centric way of running an organization?
Dan, when you were speaking at Harvard, what kinds of topics were the people you were talking to interested in? Did they have any surprising questions for you?
Well, I think one of the fascinating things about that was, yeah, this was a group of people who were pulling from all walks of life, you know, a lot of them with big kind of corporate experience in America, but others from across the globe too. But all of them, I think, found it difficult at first to rationalize or understand how I could be so customer focused in everything that I was describing. You know, they were asking questions about, you know, how did you drive profit margin and what were you thinking about cost reduction? And as I explained through the story, really the customer engagement engine was all about creating better outcomes for customers and trusting that that in the long term is great for everybody's benefit, including the banks. And as I start to talk about the examples that we had, things like Benefits Finder, things like fee avoidance, things about payment reminders, things like, you know, if your bill at the gym suddenly goes up 1 month, do we let our customers know about that so they can say, hey, yep, this is expected, or actually, no, I didn't know that had happened. And through those sorts of examples, they started to see that what a bank could become or should become if it truly served to exist, existed to serve the customer and their best needs rather than thinking about individual products and channels.
I want to ask you both about the customer engagement engine and the impacts that you think it's had in the last couple of years. Andrew, what do you think are the biggest impacts?
There are so many wonderful examples of how we're using the customer engagement engine to deliver experiences and moments of delight for our customers. You know, unfortunately, we've had to use it a lot in the support of natural disasters across Australia, whether that's, you know, bushfires, floods, storms, etc. And, you know, it always inspires me when I work with the team and we get the opportunity to help customers in those moments and, you know, how quickly we can respond. So, as an example, in some of the recent floods, within 90 minutes of a severe flood in an area, we were able to have tailored support to customers who were impacted by that particular event. And then another example which really comes to mind, in terms of the scale, as we've been supporting customers throughout COVID, you know, we've been using the customer engagement engine to help customers understand what benefits or rebates would be available to them through our Benefits Finder. And that supports personal customers, business customers, you know, communities across Australia who during COVID really needed access to additional funds or government support or whatever was available to them. And, you know, we estimate that already over $500 million has been put back into the accounts of customers and businesses across Australia using the Benefit Finder.
And Dan, what about you? What do you think of the customer engagement engine's significant achievements?
Well, I think if you the example of the global pandemic is really kind of, it's been a tough time for everybody, but it's shown the power of what the customer engagement engine allows us to do by responding incredibly quickly to a very rapidly evolving situation. You know, Andrew talked about some of the benefits that have been available over that time period. If you think back to the early days of the pandemic, there was a, you know, there was a lack of certainty of what was going to happen. Things moved fast. You know, states were going into lockdown. Things like JobKeeper were being made available very, very quickly. Things like payment holidays for customers who had a home loan with us was suddenly being introduced. And in every single one of those instances, we were able to have a next best conversation in market incredibly rapidly that spoke to that specific emerging need in the right channel to the right customers who were affected, not a mass market blanket piece of coverage where customers were already getting confused about what was in the news and what was happening elsewhere. We were able to be incredibly targeted, clear, precise, and timely. And that really, I think, gave our customers a degree of comfort that we were there on their side in the moments that really mattered. And there were lots of examples of that throughout the COVID pandemic and still to this day, of course.
And adding to that, Sam, another one, I was actually just looking at my app as you were asking that question to kind of see some of the experiences that we've delivered in there. And, you know, I would urge our customers to go into the app and look at something called CommBank Rewards if you don't use it. That's where we get to link some of our merchants, you know, who provide offers to our customers. And I'm looking in there now seeing $10 cash back if I shop at Coles. We've had offers for customers to shop with MenuLog, etc. So it's a really great service to be able to give customers cash back for shopping at some of the big companies across Australia.
And Dan, would you like to add to that at all?
Yeah, I think one of the things that that is really kind of fascinating about the way that we use AI to service our customers these days is that it allows us to do more than we'd ever thought possible. You know, Andrew's talked about a few examples there. You take the Benefits Finder piece, which has put $500 million worth of value back into our customers' pockets. And we're also thinking now about other aspects of financial well-being, prediction of bills, things like the best offers that are available to a customer at a particular point in time. You know, one of the things that the Harvard case study looked at was the application of AI to new value-added prospects for our customers.
Dan, another thing that I wanted to ask you about was CBA's collaboration with the Australian government to test out the national framework that surrounds the use of AI to ensure its adoption is done in an ethical and responsible way. Can you just start by telling me why did the government approach the bank in the first place to explore this area?
Well, Sam, we've been really active in the space of artificial intelligence and machine learning for at least 4 years. The customer engagement engine that we've talked about today is powered by 400 machine learning models that are calculating results in real time over 157 billion data points. So as we've been very progressed in the application of AI and machine learning, we want to think about how we can do that responsibly and safely at scale. And so we were delighted to work with the government on developing a framework of 8 AI ethics principles, which make sure that as we develop this technology and grow it and think of more applications that can be helpful to customers, we do so in a responsible, fair and transparent fashion. And so really, as we thought about developing this framework, we were advising on how we think about things like the explainability of the models that we have. How do you understand how the machine is generating the results that it comes up with? And how can you be transparent and fair in the outputs that it produces?
In this field, the accuracy and biases in the data is obviously a very topical and controversial area. What are you doing to mitigate these issues?
Well, I think there are two very important ways that we deal with this problem. One is to think about the technology that we create and making sure that the tools are available to be able to explain the model outputs and to check for disparity in model distributions. So as we create more and more outputs for our customers that are based on machine learning models, we need to be able to ensure that across customer groups, we're not introducing any unintended bias into the way the model is created. And the second really important part of this is to make sure that we have humans in the loop at all stages. So we have a large number of people across the team, people who work with the front line, people who work with customers, to check and monitor the output of the models and make sure that we're not only having good intentions, but that the outputs produced are compatible with our purpose and with customer and community expectations in this space.
Dan, a phrase that I wanted to ask you about is predictive analytics, which I understand that the bank is using to provide the best services and experience and improve people's financial well-being. And this is a space that your team is working on. Can you talk to me a little bit more about this and how it's being used?
Well, one of the very exciting things about the explosion in capability in AI is that we're able to get much more accurate now about forecasting what may happen in the future. So if you think about this in the financial well-being context, you know, previously our analytics has been very good at telling us what has happened or what is true today. And what AI is allowing us to do now is say what may happen in the future with a much greater degree of accuracy than was previously possible. And from a customer perspective, this can be incredibly powerful. Look at our example of the Bills Hub that we have within the CommBank app, for example. Now, based on 20 machine learning models running over 18 billion data points every day, we're able to predict the bill patterns for our customers. So, you know, how often are you going to be hit with bills? What's the likely impact? What's that going to do to your overall balance? And how do you adapt your behavior to accommodate to make sure that there's no bill shock and that you're on top of your finances at all times? So really, it allows us to kind of empower our customers, give them more control and awareness over their financial well-being, not just now, but into the future, so they can plan better, with the hope being that produces better financial well-being outcomes for everybody.
Andrew, the bank has announced a number of partnerships this year, including Different, Amber, More, Carta, Little Birdie, Klarna. Can you talk to me a little bit about how the customer engagement engine is going to be used to help with these partnerships?
The customer engagement engine is central to the experience that we provide to customers. So we will use that to better understand all of the different services and experiences we would want to deliver for every one of our customers. And you've kind of hit upon a really important part of our strategy there with the partnerships and experiences that we want to deliver for our customers and the communities we serve. We really believe that customers want more than they traditionally did from their financial services partner. So yes, we still need to provide some lending or access to credit for businesses or somewhere to save your money, all of those products and services that you would expect from a bank. But our customers are demanding more. You know, they want to be able to get access to cheaper energy. They want us to be helping them understand their impact on the environment. They want us to give them much better deals. So we've got an opportunity to link our merchants with our customers, as an example, so that the merchants can give discounts and offers to customers that help their business, but then also reward customers for coming to shop with them.
And the recent partnership with H2O, can you talk a little bit about how that will help us get more out of our data and personalize customer experiences and how quickly we'll see the benefits?
Yeah, look, I'm linking to the previous conversation around additional partnerships and more companies that we're supporting. We realize that means we're going to have more information available that we need to connect and then understand to provide even better experiences for customers and make better decisions for our customers. You know, one of the things that we've been thinking about and we've been driven to kind of do across the organization is in every instance that we've got the opportunity to make a decision for our customers, we want to make a better decision. And if you think about even a simple example, which is every payment you make as a customer, we make a decision on that. Is it definitely Sam making that? Is it a safe transaction? And we need to be able to understand that in real time and create safety for you as a customer, protect your money to make sure that you're not being scammed or it's not fraud. And those are the types of things that working with H2O, we believe we will get better and better and better at.
And Dan, still on the H2O partnership, would you like to add anything to Andrew's answer?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us, Sam, not just for us, but for our customers. H2O are a company that we've worked with for a while and admire greatly. They share a very similar value basis to us. We're both equally committed to using AI for social good. And the great thing about H2O is they have some incredible talent. They're best in the world, data scientists, machine learning engineers, and they're right at the cutting edge of what's being created right now and looking into the future at creating opportunities and platforms, applications with AI that nobody's even thought of yet. That's exciting to us. And we want to partner with them and provide our customers with opportunities that they haven't thought of yet. You know, how are we going to be the absolute best AI-driven bank? Is critical to our strategy, and we partnership with the best talent in the world, such as H2O, is really a crucial part of that.
Andrew, I know that you're a big advocate about the power of people's mindset and the importance of turning up with the right attitude and having the right people in the room. Why is this something you're so passionate about?
We really believe that if your people come to work determined every day to make a difference in the lives of the customers that we serve, then you stand a really good chance of being able to do just that, to make a difference for Australia and for the customers and the communities that we serve. You know, the positive mindset that we ask the team to come to work with is that we can do anything if we're committed enough to making a difference in the lives of our customers. And it's a really powerful thing to be part of when you see that kind of play out every day across the department as the teams come together and connect on customer outcomes or experiences that we want to deliver.
And then when you're lecturing at Harvard to some of the brightest minds in the world, how do you get yourself in the mindset to present to these people?
I think it's an incredible opportunity that we have at this bank. You know, you think about the ability to speak at, you know, perhaps the world's most prestigious business school, and they want to know what we're doing and how we did it. You have to be incredibly enthusiastic about that. But also what I love about the culture that we have is we're very open. You know, the fact that we will speak to institutions, technical partners about the work that we do and look for their perspectives is a really key part of how we're able to do a better job. And that goes to the way that we deal with our stakeholders as well. I think it's the same kind of mindset, one of confidence in the work that we do, but also humility and openness to get other points of view, learn from people who are experts in their particular area and come together and produce outcomes that are better than what you would get if you were working in individual silos. I mean, that's a very exciting place to be, and that's why I love my job so much.
Andrew, would you like to add to that? What is it about Dan's mindset that you think gets him invited to to lecture at places like Harvard?
Yeah, like Dan and the team have been doing an incredible job over the last 3 or 4 years, I'd say, in terms of the mindset, but also the partnership and the way that we work with different parts of the organization. You know, one of the things that Harvard have recognized is it's not just about the technology or the investment. It's about culture, and it's about the way the organization works together to deliver customer outcomes. And I think for me, that's probably the standout of my experience working here at CommBank. It's that when people genuinely believe that we can make a difference for the lives or the experiences of the customers that we serve, the different parts of the organization come together and we'll bust through walls to make that happen.
And Andrew, I know something else that you're passionate about is people who want to learn new skills. Data and analytics is obviously a very fast-growing area. So what advice do you have for people trying to get into this field and make the move or expand into it?
And one of the things that we have, we like to talk about a learning culture. There's nothing more exciting than coming to work every day and feeling that you're learning new things, you're developing, you're challenging yourself, almost at times to feel uncomfortable. You know, Dan and I, we spend quite a lot of time trying to understand what's the trends in the industry, what's going on in machine learning, AI, what companies are doing. You know, thinking about the H2O partnership as an example, you know, we've been scouring the world literally to just understand who's doing what and how do we then challenge ourselves to bring some of the best things that exist globally to our customers here in Australia.
And Dan, would you like to add to that answer about the importance of learning new skills and what people who want to crack into this field should bring?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question to ask me because my job didn't exist not all that long ago. You know, the idea that there would be big teams of people looking at AI and machine learning in an institution like the Commonwealth Bank 10 years ago was probably unthinkable. And so to get there, you have to adapt, learn as you go, and be open and inclusive and try to add new skills to your arsenal, but also be able to work with others who are experts in fields that you are not and be willing to learn from them and open and humble to kind of know when to call on the expertise of others, but also be confident about the value that you can bring into any given situation. If you think about the composition of our team, you know, I think there's around 10% of people who started their careers in CommBank on the front line, serving customers in branch or on call centers. And they've got a unique perspective about what it is to serve a customer, different types of customers, and how some of the technological solutions that we bring might be presented by our staff or interpreted by a customer. And that allows us to produce better outcomes than would otherwise be the case. So everybody's got their own unique skill set and experience to bring into a situation. Harness those and be open about the things that are perhaps missing on your development path, and there are lots of opportunities to learn and grow there as well.
And to wrap up, I wanted to ask you both for a bit of a look ahead. Obviously, 2021 has been a big year. What do you think 2022 holds and how that year is going to look?
Sam, one of the things that we're super excited about, if we look forward even over the next 12 months, the partnership with H2O and how we really bring that partnership to life for our customers. I mean, you mentioned earlier a lot of the partners that we've announced in the last 12 months, which is like Klarna, Little Birdie, Carta, More, Different, etc., Amber. If you think about the different offerings we can now provide to our customers, well, we just want to make sure that at a personal level, we give you the best recommendations and the best experiences for you as an individual. And if that's some discounts for shopping, we want to make sure that they're relevant to you based on where you like to shop and that you feel you get a really great value exchange from the organization because of the relationship you have with us. That's going to be a big focus for myself, Dan, and the team to work with H2O to be really personal and improve the experiences that we deliver for our customers.
And Dan?
Yeah, I think for me, the really incredibly exciting thing is the conditions that we have here now. So we've talked about access to genuinely world-class talent. We have a world-class data asset. We have an unbelievable, unique position within Australia in terms of the number of customers who choose to bank with us and the proportion of what's going in on Australia that we are able to analyze and understand. And when that's driven by a really great purpose to create a brighter future for everybody, you can bring something incredible from bringing those assets together. So if you think about it, you know, we have an opportunity to change the game in things like, you know, climate sustainability, financial well-being for all. And we have an opportunity to do that at scale through the customer engagement engine that has not been possible until now. And these are the things that are going to be incredibly exciting as we start to deliver those for our customers and communities and the nation at large over the next year or so.
Dan, Andrew, I think that data and analytics is such a compelling area for the bank. So I thank you both for your time today to talk about it with me.
Thank you very much for having us, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. It's been a pleasure.